Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tet. This Mishnah is going to talk about if a rich person is allowed to collect Pe'ah on behalf of a poor person. When it comes to Pe'ah, we know Pe'ah can only be taken by somebody with no means, an Ani, a poor person. But there's also something called Zechiyah. I can acquire something with a Kinyan on behalf of somebody else. So the question becomes, since a rich person is not allowed to take Pe'ah for himself, is he allowed though to take Pe'ah for somebody else? Can he have a poor person in mind, take Pe'ah from a field and say, I'm going to give it to that individual or not? It's going to be machloket over here in the first part of the Mishnah. Mi shelakat et ha-Pe'ah, if a rich person, commentaries say here, we're talking about a rich person, if he picked Pe'ah, collected Pe'ah from the field, ve'amar, and he said, harezo l'ish peloni ani, this is going to be for so-and-so, the poor person. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zachalo, Rabbi Eliezer says, it's okay. He acquired it for that person. That is okay that he did that. V'achamim omrim, yitenena le'ani, shenim sadishon. Achamim say, no, a rich person cannot acquire pe'ah on behalf of a poor person, and therefore he has to give it over to the first poor person that he sees. And the whole machloket over here is really in terms of migo. Migo means since. And it's a bit complicated, but since, migo means since a person could do something, he could therefore make a kinyan, he could make the transaction. And the machloket between Hachamim and the Rabbi Eliezer over here is how many migos you can use. Hachamim, we'll say Hachamim first, even though they're mentioned second in the Mishnah, because it's easier to just understand. Hachamim will say, since a poor person can acquire pe'ah for himself, he can acquire it for somebody else as well. And they would limit it to a poor person. They would say a rich person can't acquire pe'ah for himself. Since he can't acquire for himself, he can't acquire for anybody else. So they would say you can only use the word migo, since, one time. There's one stage. Since he could do it for himself, he could do it for other people. So therefore, it would only work with an ani, with a poor person, and not a rich person. Rabbi Eliezer would say differently. Rabbi Eliezer would say, no. A rich person could say since two different times. What do we mean by that? Number one, since a rich person could technically be mafkid all of his property, he can make himself poor by saying he owns nothing. He is making all of his property ownerless, and therefore he could become a poor person for that moment. And if he's a poor person, since he's poor, he could acquire pe'ah, and therefore he could acquire it on behalf of somebody else. So there's two stages for the Rabbi Eliezer. You're allowed to say since twice. Number one, he can make himself the owner of nothing by making all of his property ownerless. And therefore, since he's now poor, he can acquire something for somebody else. That's the base machloket between them. If we're allowed to say migo twice. The next case of our Mishnah, Haleket ha-shicha va-pe'ah shel oved kochavim, haya b'me'asrot, ela imken hifkir. So here we're talking about if a field is owned by a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, we know a non-Jew obviously does not have to leave leket, shicha, and pe'ah. But let's say he does it anyway. He wants to fit in with the rest of the town. He does leave leket, shicha, and pe'ah. Leket, a few stalks that fell. Shicha, a few bundles that were left behind in the field. And pe'ah, the corner of one's field that he leaves for the poor people. Let's say this goy, this non-Jew, left it. He said, I want to conform to the rest of the town. I'm going to leave leket, pe'ah, and shicha for poor people to come take. And then a Jew comes and buys that field after the harvest was already completed, and it's with all of the completed produce. Everything's there in the barn. Hayav b'ma'asrot. You usually, in a regular situation where a Jew takes leket, shicha, and pe'ah from his field that he owned the whole time, the leket, pe'ah, shicha is considered to be deductible. Let's say he owned 100 rows of field, and he's leaving. Two of those rows are leket, shicha, and pe'ah. He now doesn't have to give me'asrot. He doesn't have to pay the taxes to the poor people and the Kohen and the Levi from those two rows. Rather, the Heshbon, the number he works with, is the 98 that are left over. Because those two went direct to the poor people. So he doesn't have to take them into his calculations when he's giving ma'aser and all the other tithes that are given to the various people. But here in this situation, since a goy, a non-Jew, wasn't obligated in leket, shicha, and pe'ah, and then a Jew buys the entire field from him after it was given, a Jew can say, Oh, I'm deducting the amount that was given as leket shicha and pe'ah. Because technically, it wasn't really leket shicha and pe'ah. He was just doing a good deed, the non-Jew, by giving it away. So therefore, he can't say I'm deducting it off the top when I'm doing the math. The Jew who buys it later on, ela'im ken hifkir. The only time a Jew who bought a field from a non-Jew, after this non-Jew said, I'm giving leket shicha and pe'ah, the only time he can deduct that amount that was given away from his numbers of what he, when he's deciding how much he has to give with ma'aser, is if the goy said, I'm making this part of my field hefker. I'm making it ownerless. Anybody could come take it. Not only a poor person, a rich person. This is for anybody. Because hefker would be patur from me'asrot, from giving tithes from a hefker. So if the non-Jew said originally, this part of my field is ownerless, it's hefker, it's for anyone to come take, whoever wants to come enjoy could come and enjoy. That's the only time the new owner, the Jew, doesn't have to take into account those few rows. But if a goy said, no, I'm giving it as leket shicha and pe'ah, it's only for these people, then technically he wasn't obligated leket shicha and pe'ah, and he can't count that as a deduction. You have to give pe'ah, you have to give ma'asrot, I'm sorry, on the entire field.